This archaeological site was discovered by Lorenzo Fortunati, who carried out the first excavations here between 1857 and 1858. Then, in 1879, the Italian state decided to purchase the land from the Barberini family under a compulsory order. And, at the beginning of the 20th century, the archaeological park was created by the then minister Guido Baccelli. The park is an area of great interest for both its historical importance and the surrounding landscape, one of the best preserved areas of the original Roman countryside, which for many centuries formed an important part of the city's allure, and which here has come down to us virtually intact. The route of the Via Latina, dating back to the 4th century BC, started, like the Via Appia Antica, at the Porta Capena gate in the Servian walls, near the Circus Maximus, and led to the city of Capua in Campania. The preserved stretch included in the park, about 450 metres long, corresponds to the fourth mile. And the road is flanked by a succession of mostly tombs dating from the Republican period to the early Middle Ages. Just after the entrance, on the right, is the tomb, thought to have belonged to the Cornelii family, although it is better known as the Barberini tomb, after the family that used to own the land. In the form of a temple, it is dated to the 2nd century AD and is still in excellent condition. The building has two floors above the underground burial chamber. The ground floor was used for funerary rites, while the underground chamber was the burial chamber proper, with an entrance on the side away from the road. A sarcophagus was found here, depicting the myths of Protesilaus and Laodamia, now on display in the Vatican Museums. Inside the monument are the remains of the original mosaic paving and of the wall plaster. The vault of the ground floor chamber was demolished in the 18th century, when the building was used as a barn, while the cross-vaulted ceiling on the upper floor has been preserved. The next tomb is that of the Valerii, so called because of an inscription found in the area of the villa of Demetriadi, between the Pancrazi tomb and the boundary of the archaeological area. The tomb has a rectangular ground plan and is dated to the 2nd century AD. The underground chambers, beautifully decorated, are original, while the part above ground is a hypothetical 19th century reconstruction. The facade features a portico with two columns leading to an area open to the sky from where two vaulted staircases lead to the two underground burial chambers. The main burial chamber was originally decorated with slabs of marble, which have since disappeared, while the stucco work decorations on the ceiling are still in excellent condition and depict Dionysian scenes, marine animals and female figures, especially the roundel in the middle of the vaulted ceiling, which contains a delicate veiled female figure riding a griffin, representing the deceased being taken to the underworld. Opposite the Valerii tomb is the tomb of the Pancrazi, dated to the first half of the 2nd century AD. The present entrance is on the Via Latina, through a modern building, although originally the tomb must have been much larger, as evidenced by the ruined walls. The mosaic flooring on the second floor has been preserved, as well as the burial chamber, covered by a modern roof. A stair leads to the vestibule where five sarcophagi were found. One of them, dated to between the 3rd and 4th century AD, bears an inscription with the name of the funerary collegium of the Pancrazi, which has given its name to the whole tomb. The burial chamber features a black and white mosaic floor, in the middle of which is a large marble sarcophagus, around which the tomb itself was built. Another 7 sarcophagi, originally arranged along the wall, are displayed in the Vatican Museums. The vaulted ceiling and upper section of the walls feature marvellous frescoes and painted stucco work, depicting mythological scenes landscapes, imaginary architectures, and floral elements. Behind the Pancrazi tomb, the remains of the so-called Villa of Demetriadi had been unearthed, subsequently reburied, and then partially destroyed. Built in the Imperial Roman period, in the mid-5th century the villa became the property of a Roman noblewoman called Demetriadi, who converted a part of it into a place of Christian worship. Later on, this became a basilica dedicated to the first martyr, St. Stephen, a rare example of early Christian architecture built under the reign of Pope Leo the Great in the mid-5th century, to which the relics of the saint were transferred. Today, the building is surrounded by a tall 19th century wall.